The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
My next guests are here to tell us about some of the world's most sought-after plants and the flowers with a heavy price tag. Leone Cornelius is garden designer and Carl Dacus is co-founder of the Dublin School of Horticulture, and they join me now. You're both very welcome to the programme. Carl, first to you, what makes a plant particularly valuable?
I think it's probably to do with the desire of the public. Something becomes interesting and is projected as a major item, and you must have it. And this, of course, happened in the 17th century with the tulip.
And, of course, in the 17th century, people started buying up tulips en masse. The price went up.
Absolutely.
And then it fell dramatically.
Unfortunately, I'm a plant propagator, but I never actually was able to get something that went up in value that quickly. it would have been handy.
But when you say it's something sought after, a bit like an artist becomes fashionable or trendy.
That's right.
But when you talk about price, it's about demand and supply. So it has to be something that cannot be supplied too quickly.
Yes, and it has to be something that perhaps has to be imported or collected in the wild. And this is where the conflict between sustainability in plants. The tulip mania was that people suddenly became interested in them and suddenly decided that they were going to grow more and more tulips, and the price would go up and up because people wanted them. They then started investing in them. They maybe put their houses up for collateral against the
and they
the
all
tulip,
lost a load of money.
And suddenly the market collapsed.
Leone, what about the story about the snowdrop bulbs? What's going on with snowdrops? When did they suddenly become expensive and worth stealing in some people's minds?
Absolutely. It's an incredible story. I mean, the snowdrops, they have something. There's just something about them. They're so tiny, they're very unassuming. And you think, what's the big deal about snowdrops?
But it's a particular type of snowdrop, is it? There's a huge amount of them
that are collectible. So for me, I think, you know, we're right in saying that it's something that it's a trend. But I think it's more than that. It's a psychological association that we have as people that are addicted to snowdrops. So galanthophiles or galanthomania, as it's called, there's something about the snowdrop, that humble little tiny droplet that comes out in spring, that has a psychological connection for us and makes us think of rebirth, of spring, of hope, of positivity. And that's, I think, one of the things that makes plants very valuable. It's that feeling that a plant gives us. And I think that's why people become obsessed by them.
Unusual strands or rare enough strands of a particular, let's say even of snowdrops, we're talking about, how much might they be worth?
So I think one of the most expensive ones, I can't remember which variety it was one of the frilly ones, as far as I remember, the little line, so the tiniest little details, I think went for 2,000 something euro or, you know, and a bulb.
Just for
so
a bulb.
So people drive all over. I mean, Helen Dillon is here. She probably knows all about this too. People drive all over from, you know, the UK to here. There's snowdrop festivals. I think there's Carlo Snowdrop Festival was very big this year. And there's just such a passion for something so humble and so small. And that's why they become so valuable. And that's why we've seen thefts, which are just so sad, you know.
Carl, people who are buying and selling somewhat rarer or more expensive or more sought after plants, where are they selling them? Is there a sort of a black market, a car boot sale? Is there clandestine meetings in a car park? Or
I wouldn't know anything about that.
That's a
dangerous question to ask.
In the legitimate world, where are people trading these expensive varieties?
Well, I think that if you're looking for rare and unusual plants, you'll probably go to nurseries specialising in difficult plants to grow, maybe, difficult to bulk up. And it's all to do with supply and demand. We have things like cellular structure or propagation where we can get millions of plants from a small bit. You can't do that from all plants. So I think you probably go for specialist nurseries that will specialise in the plants that maybe you would like to have, and hopefully They are at a reasonable price.
And what else is particularly sought after? I mean, are there varieties of rose, for example, because there are so many? And I was reading that ultimately, am I right in saying that all roses originated probably from China or that part of the world in Asia? It's a bit like the stallion thoroughbred industry. They all originated in Arabia.
Yeah, you're looking at the Silk Road. And this is where I love roses, because there's that romance about them. I mean, I am a very romantic person.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Thank you. But
you were looking for confirmation there, Carl.
Absolutely. No, but roses have this history. And again, when you look at the modern roses that have been bred by Beals and Arthur, David Austin roses, they have taken the perfumes and the characteristic of the roses from the Far East, which were developed mainly through France. And then these roses have been bred in the UK to overcome the problems of climate, which we have, like today, cloudy, misty, miserable. Well, not really, but not like the Far East.
Exactly, not quite. So, now, Leonie, in terms of, Carl mentioned about perfume and scent, are there particularly sought after plants or flowers now that have that nice aroma that people
absolutely
want?
Absolutely. And actually, it's funny, I have a garden right next door here, garden number one for the Irish Wheelchair Association, and one of the plants that features in it is the Iris Germanica Alcazar. And the iris has been cultivated for a long, long time for its very, very valuable root. So it's called Oris root, and it's extracted, it originated in Italy. The iris root has been extracted for a long time to be ground down. It's been used in tinctures and in very expensive perfumery. So often it's more expensive than gold. It takes such a long time to cultivate. So, you know, they bloom in May and then they're harvested in 3-4 years later. And then it takes 7 years to mature into the scent that is then that finds its way into perfumes like, for example, the Santa Maria Novella, which is a monastery in Florence, which is just stunningly beautiful. And the scent is so special that it is
sought after then.
Exactly, that it gives it that value.
Well, in terms of sought after or expensive plants or varieties, Carl, are there plant hunters out there who are specifically looking for these
things
to make
money?
Yes, there
is indeed. And it has brought in problems so far as that plants can be depleted from the wild due to over-collecting. And in fact, today, with GPS, you can actually discover a new plant, you can record a GPS, and you can go back and dig it up very easily. So today, modern botanic gardens and full-on herbariums are actually keeping that information under lock and key.
Because they don't want the plant
hunters.
Otherwise,
somebody will go back and collect that plant to extinction.
The Indiana Jones of the gardening world. I can see it now. Yeah. I'm afraid we have run out of time. I want to say thank you very much to Leonie Cornelius and to Carl Dacus. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.